Depression and complementary or alternative medicines are both common. Klaus Linde from the Center for Complementary Medicine Research in Munich, Germany, brings the two together in an updated Cochrane review of St. John's wort. Here's Klaus.
Extracts of St. John's wort, or Hypericum perforatum to give its botanical name, are widely used in the treatment of depression in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. After publication of research in the 1990s, the extracts also became popular in other countries. St. John's wort is a yellow flowering herb. It grows throughout the United States, Australia, and Europe in woods, open fields, and on the sides of roads. The common name comes from its traditional flowering and harvesting around St. John's Day, 24 June. While there are ointments, teas, or other fluid preparations of St. John's wort on the market, the extracts used in depression typically come in form of tablets or capsules. St. John's wort extracts contain a variety of bioactive components, but the exact mechanism of action is unclear. However, the total extracts seem to be more effective than single components. In the 1980s and early 1990s, extracts of St. John's wort were investigated in randomized trials and looked promising when we did our first review of this research in 1996. Patients in these older trials suffered from a variety of depressive problems, and the quality of studies was generally low. This makes the positive results from these older trials difficult to interpret today. We have updated our Cochrane review a few times since then, and the new version is limited to patients suffering from major depression, characterized by a pervasive low mood and loss of interest or pleasure in usual activities. We included a total of 29 trials with about 5,500 patients, most of whom had mild to moderate major depression. Overall, St. John's wort extracts were more effective than placebo, but the size of the effects was relatively small. This is similar to the findings of research on standard antidepressants. When compared to those drugs, St. John's wort extracts had similar effectiveness, but fewer side effects. When we brought all of the research together in one place, a disturbing finding is that the results of trials from German-speaking countries were more favorable than those from elsewhere. We are not sure why. All German studies were performed in primary care settings, so patients might have differed from those included in studies from elsewhere, which were often performed in specialized settings. However, it cannot be ruled out that at least some of the German studies might have produced over-optimistic results. So what does this mean? The use of St. John's wort extracts for mild to moderate depression does seem to be justified on the basis of the research evidence, but this applies only to the high-quality extracts tested in the trials. And the extracts should not be used without consulting an expert for the following reasons. First, depression can be dangerous and should be monitored carefully. Second, St. John's wort extracts can severely compromise the effects of other drugs. And third, many St. John's wort products on the market only contain low amounts of active ingredients.
Information on the St. John's wort products that have been tested in trials is available in the full Cochrane review, along with more details about the results of this accumulated research. It's available from www.cochrane.org.